During the early 1970s, the budget shortfalls had been closer to 1968 dimensions. In the 1980s, they reached critical mass. $208 billion and 6.1% of GDP in 1983, $184 billion and 4.9% of GDP in 1984, $212 billion and 5.2% in 1985, and $221 billion and 5.1% in 1986. This time, Republicans rather than Democrats were seduced into permissiveness by supply-side economics and theories along the lines of the Laffer curve. Normally, domestic fiscal laxity on this scale has painful consequences. However, because the dollar was the world's reserve currency, the United States usually could more or less print the money it needed, and the rest of the world, after grumbling, would acquiesce. Many nations went along in part because they relied on the United States for other protection, military and economic. Washington's success helped to breed a policy and mindset that could be described as debtsmanship. How big a deficit could the United States get away with, and for how long? By the 1980s, the fiscal cauldron boiled as the Reagan administration, shedding the familiar Republican green eyeshade conservatism, began to employ economic strategies that went beyond debt tolerance to outright indulgence. Political as well as corporate wheeler-dealers perceived benefits. Could a bigger deficit be shrugged off if it enabled tax cuts? Might that deficit, having been enlarged for tax cuts, then be turned around to compel reductions in federal programs? In 1980, George H.W. Bush had famously described this thinking as voodoo economics, but he soon gave in. Old ideologies were metamorphosing. Religion, of course, has its born-again dimension, and sometimes economics gets entangled with it. As conservative politics accepted debt, elements of the population were embracing born-again Christianity, evangelical, fundamentalist, and Pentecostal denominations that drew ever more of the population into a preoccupation with personal salvation. Some preachers even promised economic fulfillment along with salvation. George W. Bush, struggling with his succession of debt-ridden or nearly insolvent Texas oil businesses, had found alcohol first, but then turned to God in 1986 as oil prices slumped to their $10 per barrel nadir. It may not be irrelevant to wonder how many other Americans took similar refuge, comfort, or inspiration as economic or cultural nooses seemed to tighten. End of Disc 10.